FM and 96.9 FM.
Live and local.
This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time 8:23. It's Newsmaker 2 time here on a Monday. Stephanie Achille, the director of the Humane Society of the Flint Hills, joins us to get our week started here today.
Stephanie, good morning.
Hey, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing all right. How about you this Monday?
Oh, same. I'm happy it's a little cooler out there for a day or so.
True. And you've been quite busy on the pet adoption front. We're going to be talking about the special pet adoption activities that you've got later on this month, but I wanted to start with the review of the Cat BOGO that you had going on last month. How did that wind up going for you?
Yes, it actually went quite well, so well that we'd like to extend it through August. So we keep on getting more cats or more kittens, so it made sense to continue our BOGO sale.
Yeah, you had a lot of cats and kittens to begin with, and it sounds like they keep coming in, huh?
Yes, we're getting calls and people stopping by. I found this kitten, or I found these 7 kittens. What do I do?
Yeah, well.
So how many cats did you wind up possibly getting claimed here through the adoption event? And the way it sounds is you're getting the cats coming in as fast as they're going out.
Very much so. I do believe, let's see, we had our board meeting last week. Although we are at about 97 cats currently, I do think we got, almost 30 cats adopted last month. So still very successful, considering, too, I think about half of those, although half is 15, of those were the BOGO sale.
Well, let's talk about the adoption process. How does that work?
Sure. You can look on Pet Finder or even stop by our shelter Saturday through Wednesday, 10 to 5, and check out the cats and the dogs that you might be interested in or might fit your family's needs, but particularly for the BOGO sale, it's going to be our cats and kittens. So you'd come in, find one, hopefully that, or two, that, you know, meets your needs and that spark that heartstring with you, and you'd fill out your intent to adopt form. There is a 24-hour hold on that form just so we can double-check everything, and particularly if you are renting, we can make sure your landlord and everything is good with it. And then within that next day or so, we get back to you and hopefully arrange pickup.
Outstanding. So there's really a just kind of a short window that you have to kind of hold on and essentially wait for everything to get processed.
Yeah.
Nothing difficult about that. Well, we've got the cats, and they are in surplus out at the shelter and the Humane Society. What about dogs? And do we have an adoption event for them coming up soon?
We do. And just real quick to backtrack, it's kitten season, much longer than usual. A lot of the local rescues are full. So particularly cats, but really any type of animals, if you're looking, please adopt and not shop. As far as upcoming dog events or just adoption events, we do have a very exciting first-time event over at William Allen White's Red Rocks Historic State or House. And it's on the 28th of August. It's a Saturday. The event will go on from 10 in the morning till about noon. And then we're also going to have some of Buffy Animal Well Group or Welfare Group's animals there as well.
Outstanding. So how is this going to work out? Is this speed up the registration and the paperwork process, or just basically this gives people a new avenue in order to see the pets that are available for adoption?
Definitely. So it's a bit of a new avenue. We'll have copies of the intent to adopt form there. We should have at least between our kitten tents and dogs that are able to come, or even possible puppies, hopefully we'll have at least a dozen or so animals there. And we're going to have a coupon for those that attend. It's going to be a $10 off your adoption fee. And then especially with that BOGO sale, or I will tell you, we just voted, there are several bonded pairs of dogs at our shelter, and those are also included in the BOGO sale.
What do you mean by a bonded dog, for folks that don't know?
Bonded pair. So it would be whether they're brothers or sisters, or if it would be a husband and wife, or just a pair that, you know, their life is much better together than apart. Really, if they are adopted apart, whether it be from our staff and our board's perspective or even a vet's perspective, a bonded pair really needs to stay together to thrive.
Did you say husband and wife?
Oh, or husband and husband, or wife and wife, however you'd like to do it. Yeah.
Outstanding. Stephanie Achille with the Humane Society of the
Flintos. What am I missing?
Yes, we're starting to do animal weddings as well.
Okay. I'm with you now.
Nice. Stephanie, what's your volunteer need at this particular stage of the game, either for the Humane Society or the animal shelter or both?
All of the above. So with us hopefully being able to have more events, we've got about a half a dozen that are tentatively scheduled for the rest of the year. Hopefully, we're able to get those COVID numbers down again, and we're able to have those events. So for volunteers, it could be anything from helping with events to volunteering at our shelter with cleaning and being with the animals. Or we even have people that might want to be dog walkers or just sit out in the dog run or play with the cats, too. Really, just loving, dedicated volunteers are always needed.
All right, let's talk about the adoption cost. How does that work payment-wise?
Okay, so our dogs right now, if they're newly at the shelter, they're $75 for the first 2 weeks. After that, it does go down to $50. And our cats right now, besides the BOGO sale, our kittens are $75 and our cats are $40.
Stephanie, I know we didn't talk about this earlier, but I saw a headline on this front come up last week, and I don't remember what the situation was with the Humane Society and the animal shelter at the start of COVID, with people maybe returning pets because they can't care for them, and then
right,
bringing them back into the system. What was your situation, you know, looking now almost 18 months ago, and what is your situation on that front now?
Sure. You know, that's a really good question. We stayed pretty strong with our average adoptions through COVID. That really didn't dive too terribly or skyrocket. So I know at a lot of other places in the nation, you know, luckily the shelters were emptied and people were very happy because they were home and they wanted a pet. And that's true with some, you know, some folks possibly here in the area too. Whatever the situation, I've had some different phone calls, and I know our shelter staff has too, and even local rescues. People, there's a lot of people that need to surrender their pets or want to surrender their pets for different reasons, whether it be monetary or different living situations, things like that. And unfortunately, our shelter really is a non-surrender shelter. So really, you know, as far as the Facebook groups for animals or a friend, or, you know, for instance, our pantry program, things like that to get you by or to help or to find a home. There's never a reason to dump an animal.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, in case folks would like more information here about the Humane Society or the animal shelter in general or these specific ventures and procedures that you got going on, how do they get that?
Okay. Our Facebook is pretty up to date with the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. We also have a website. The animal shelter has a website as well, or feel free to come on into the shelter or my office over at the Lowther South building. We're happy to talk to you.
Sounds good.
All right. And the BOGO continues for the cats and kittens, and they're going to have a big adoption event coming up August the 28th at the William Allen White Historic Site here in Emporia, where you can, well, get deals on the bonded dogs. I mean, who in their right mind could split up a husband and wife?
Exactly.
Who wants to be a part of that?
Nobody
does.
Nobody.
Okay. Stephanie, thanks.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Right, Stephanie Achille with the Humane Society of the Flint Hills. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
That makes two of us.
I know.
That makes two of us, but it makes a lot of sense.
There we go.
Don't want to stress the pets out. So
you don't want to be a part of that. No.
No. Want to let you know that we've got the Emporia Showcase tomorrow at 8:20 with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder leading right up into the start of school here for Thursday and Friday with the jump start and also the official start of classes. And don't forget the Vax to Normal update at 8:40 tomorrow as well as we recap last week's prize drawing leading up to the grand prize drawing. We'll get an update on the expanded grass prizes. The way it sounds is the dollar amount for the grand prize packages is continuing to expand and also possibly looking at other vaccination clinics to come. That'll be at 8:40 tomorrow morning.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Good morning. It's 8:33, sunny and 70 degrees. Good morning.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school.